Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination busting guru. Welcome back to another episode of Procrastination Killer, Get Things Done. You know that feeling when you walk into a meeting and your confidence takes a nosedive? Or when you have a brilliant idea but hesitate to share it because you're worried what others will think? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're tackling a topic that can make or break your success in the workplace. Boosting your confidence. Because let's face it, confidence is the secret sauce in every successful career. It's not about arrogance, it's about believing in yourself, your abilities, and your ideas. And guess what? You already have all the ingredients you need to become a confident powerhouse. It just takes a little bit of work and a whole lot of self-belief. So buckle up, because we're about to unlock the secrets to radiating confidence at work. First things first, let's talk about preparation. Remember that saying, knowledge is power? Well, it's even more powerful when it comes to workplace confidence. The more you know about your field, your company, and your role, the more confident you'll feel stepping into any situation. So, stay curious, keep learning, and never stop expanding your skill set. You'll be amazed at how much your confidence soars when you're armed with knowledge. Next up, master the art of self-talk. Seriously, the voice in your head can make or break your day, even your career. Replace those negative whispers with positive affirmations. Instead of saying, I can't do this, try, I'm capable and I'll figure it out. When you start believing in yourself, others will believe in you too. Now, let's talk about owning your space. This doesn't mean being aggressive or bossy, it means speaking up confidently when you have something to say. Practice making eye contact, using clear and concise language, and expressing your thoughts with conviction. Remember, your voice matters. Don't be afraid to share your ideas and contribute to the conversation. Speaking of contribution, celebrate your successes, both big and small. Did you land a new client? Ace that presentation? Finish a challenging project on time? Give yourself a pat on the back. Recognizing your achievements builds momentum and reinforces your belief in your abilities. So, keep track of your wins and don't be afraid to shout them from the rooftops, or at least share them with your colleagues. Finally, remember that confidence is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way, but keep practicing these strategies and celebrate every step forward. You're capable of achieving incredible things. Ever feel like you're walking into a meeting filled with butterflies? You know that feeling when everyone seems so confident except for you? It happens to all of us. But picture this, you walk into the same meeting, head held high, ready to share your ideas and make a real impact. That's the power of confidence. Let me tell you a story about Sarah. She was brilliant at her job, but always hesitated to speak up in meetings. She had amazing ideas, but she was terrified of being judged or dismissed. One day, Sarah decided to take a leap. She started practicing positive self-talk, reminding herself that her voice mattered and that she had valuable insights to share. She also began preparing for meetings meticulously, researching the topics and formulating her thoughts. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence grew. She started speaking up in meetings, sharing her ideas with passion and conviction. She learned to embrace constructive criticism and use it as a way to learn and grow. And you know what? Sarah's colleagues noticed. They started valuing her opinions, seeking her advice, and recognizing her as a valuable member of the team. Remember, confidence is not about being perfect or knowing everything. It's about believing in yourself, your abilities, and your worth. It's about stepping outside your comfort zone, speaking up, and sharing your unique talents with the world. So, what's the takeaway? Confidence is a muscle that gets stronger with practice. Start by identifying your strengths, celebrating your successes, and challenging those negative self-talk scripts. Remember, you are capable of achieving incredible things. Now it's your turn to take action. Share this episode with a friend who could use a boost of confidence. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app and let us know what resonated with you the most. And don't forget to follow us on social media for daily tips and motivation. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.